This series has everything to do with sales, marketing, real estate, digital media, specializing in the real estate space. In the title space, there is only one choice, TeamTitleGuy.com.
All right, so here it is. You know, we're wrapping things up and we're heading into the end of 2018, which just seems wild. People are trying to figure out, well, which end is up and which end is down. We got people talking up and down about the market, and everyone's got their own idea and input as to what they think is going to be the best. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of wild because here we are. We're in this deal all together. So what are we focusing on here as we round out the year? You know, I love the conversations as we go out on the regular and talk about the end of the year. And if we look back historically, and maybe this was you, maybe it wasn't. I just know that when I got on this business back in 2002, my first year coming into the holiday season was just an eye-opener. So as we looked into the end of the year, it was one of those things where literally people took off, like literally after Thanksgiving, and really didn't start working until the Super Bowl, I think. Super Bowl was a lot of people. And here I was looking as a new kid in the business at the time saying, man, my bills come year-round. They absolutely come year-round. And here, how are people affording to take 2 months off of work or so? And so for me, it was just kind of wild. Absolutely wild. So, well, I think things post-crash have kind of changed, but to a degree, some hasn't. And so there's a portion of our industry that absolutely will take off at this time of year. They don't press forward. And so for those who do decide to stay busy and stay active in the industry, there is absolutely an opportunity to clean up. You got to keep in mind some of the simple things and focuses that when people are showing houses or looking at houses, be it from a buyer or seller's perspective, at this time of year, pretty sure it's not because it's their favorite pastime to do. Unless they're, you know, maybe bad people and they want to rob people's houses and see what's in them first. But let's just say the people are better than that. And so when people are literally out looking at this time of year, it's because they have to do something or they want to do something. So let's take a look back and say, what are our opportunities here? And why should we press forward? Because we want to make sure that in 2019 that our goals are met, that we're starting off on the right path. So first and foremost, don't get discouraged by the time of year or the activity, because we are absolutely, as Darren Hardy would say, part of the compound effect. That's right, the compound effect, where our business is directly relevant to the level of input and follow through and consistency we have. So we have to continue to stack our items on top of each other. So what does that mean? Well, it means do your phone calls, do your text messages. Engage with people, talk to people. That's right, actually talk to people and in a personal kind of way. What else can we do for the remainder of the year? Well, a lot of people are putting together business planning classes. That works. We always do an annual or even quarterly if you'd like it. It's called Building Your Business Series. So we're doing a series of classes on Wednesday afternoons at 3 p.m. at Tycor in Ontario if you're interested. Feel free to come out and join us. Learn, share, collaborate. Some of the stuff you might say is not necessarily earth-shattering, but we lead busy, busy lives. And so unless we make the time for those tasks and having those conversations, we just don't do it. We just get blinded by it and we walk right through our day without actually doing the regular tasks we need to do in order to be successful on the daily. So building your business series, we can do it in our office, we can do it your office. It is a three-part commitment if you are interested in that function, though. So we always get a tremendous amount of positive feedback. And there's never once been someone that's come that said that they haven't received value from being there, that hasn't impacted their business in some way, shape, or form. Now, there is also some accountability with it as well, because we do strongly believe that such is life, that you get out what you put in. So coming and being a part is one thing, but literally taking and applying those tools and those functions is the true secret to the success. So come learn, share. What are some other ideas here? Well, you know, I kind of tease and talk on a regular basis about the number of contacts that the average realtor makes with their sphere of influence or database on a yearly basis. And you might have heard me say this in person, but yeah, the number one answer, once to twice a year, with the number one top answer being a Christmas card. And not a special Christmas card, just a Christmas card somewhere in the mix of everybody else's. So, you know, maybe it's too late now, but if you're listening to this today, you still have a few minutes or a few days to put this together. And that's going to be a New Year's card, you know, wishing people success into the new year, thanking them for their friendship or business or support in the previous year. How many people actually send a New Year's card? I mean, if this was Thanksgiving time, I'd say a Thanksgiving card is better than a Christmas card because nobody else sends one and you're looking to be unique and stand out. So, you know, being able to put together that plan, your marketing plan, so that every month, month in and month out, you are able to literally make an impact and continue to touch your database. So in a time when the crunch has been put on some people trying to look at budgets, are you aligning yourself with partners that can continue to help you and or share or remind of cost-effective ways to stay in touch with your folks? So, all right, you ready for this? Write this down. It's going to be profound. Yep, I'm still here. Grab that pen. All right. So if you did any business whatsoever in the year that we're currently in, maybe it'd be a great idea if you have it directly or to reach out to your escrow company and ask for a copy of the closing statement and start preparing a letter to send out to your clients who closed business with you in the last 12 months of this calendar year. Prep it, put the letters together, mail them either the last day of December or right around that date, as people are going to start preparing for tax appointments in 2019 or the new year, however you want to consider it. You know, be that resource for your people. Continue to share, to show, to educate, to stay in front of, to stay relevant to the database that you want to do business with. Try not to be that number. Prove me wrong. Because in every training class I have ever hosted, people always tell me this. I say, hey, by a raise of hands, have you ever known somebody that has used, that bought or sold real estate, but didn't use you? And every single time, every time, it's always the entire class raises their hand. And the reasons for that is we do a bad job at times of staying in touch with our regular client database because we're afraid of being that salesy person that always just wants to sell, sell, sell. And you don't have to be that person. You can be the educator, the informer. You can stay regularly in contact with your people and do a great job for them and look out for their best interests. So, you know, that's kind of my thought for the day, being planned and systematic about the items we do through the remainder or the end of a year, and to put together real and relevant things that would make sense to your clients and or past client database. And like I mentioned, maybe a New Year's card, wishing people luck as we turn into the new year. Alrighty. So I'm hoping, just hoping today that maybe something on here stood out for you and that we can be a partner with you as we grow forward. Alrighty. So Merry Christmas and God bless. Stay tuned for the next episode here on your Daily Minute, or in this case, 8 minutes, trying to spark ideas and push you through to the new year. Alrighty. So God bless. We'll talk to you soon. And remember, for more details, you can always check us out on our podcast or our website at teamtitleguy.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
TTG. Luck is where hard work meets opportunity. So, hashtag create your own luck. That's a Bell mantra to live by. Live inspired. Push hard daily. And we're going after our unfair share. That's right. If you hustle, you should get paid more. This series has everything to do with sales, marketing, real estate, digital media, specializing in the real estate space. Join us to hear from some of the top leaders in the industry and what makes them successful. In the title space, there is only one choice, TeamTitleGuy.com.